Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Samaches, and we continue here in Maseches Demai on the bottom of Samach Zayin Amabez. In this Masechta, whose shiurim are sponsored by Michael Naomi Nudel, Avram and Devorah Weinfeld, we thank them for the sponsorship. So we will start with Samach Zayin Amabez, which has a crucial chazal, which is the basis for a Rambam. As we will see, the chazal says, Tani, Lo Yacharosh is really a Tosefta in Baba Metzia, where the Masechta that maybe it also belongs in. Alayachrish Adam b'paraso b'alayla v'yaskirena b'yom. What did the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda say in the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say in the Mishnah, where there was a machlokas about whose responsibility it is to take off that one grogeris, to take off that one dried fig for Trumas Meiser? The Tanakama said that it's the responsibility of the worker, right? V'chose grogeris achas, he deletes one. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says no, it's not his responsibility just to delete one. He also has to pay for it. He can't just take one off, because by not eating that one, it will affect his strength and his output. No, he has to buy it. Yikne achas v'yisakin aliyam. He has to buy one. He has to pay for an extra one, and in that way, he won't be able to eat it. And then the third shita is that it's the balabayas' responsibility to give him an extra one. But either way, you see from Rishon Ben Gamliel how medactic one has to be about somebody else's work. Meaning, if I'm working for an employer, if not eating one little fig is going to affect my work, so then I'm not allowed to be machmir and not eat it. So related to that, says the Braisa, Lo yachrosh adam b'paraso b'layla v'yaskirena b'yom. A person shouldn't plow with his cow at night and then rent it out during the day, because then the cow's going to be exhausted. The cow's not going to be able to do his normal work, and it's a kal v'chomer for himself, as we'll see. Mara Fulda, Ho'ava of the malacha kol halayla kvar nisyaga. Since it did malacha the whole night, so already got exhausted. V'lo tavon malachta k'mo b'shar yamim shenacha b'alayla. It won't do the normal work that a cow would be able to do when it rests the whole night, right? Says the Tosefta, and therefore you can't do that. It's like a trick. You're not going to be able to give the cow, rent the cow in a proper fashion. Or continues the Tosefta, Lo Yaseh B'toch Shelo B'Layla. He shouldn't work all night. V'yaskir Atzma B'Yom, and then rent himself out. Because if you're up all night working all night, you're not going to be able to work properly the next day. Lo Yariv Atzmo. A person shouldn't starve themselves. They're going to go on a diet. You can't do that. V'lo Yisagif Atzmo. And a person shouldn't torture himself and pain himself. Right? You have the Ber Chayakiryevsky. Lo Ya'ane Es Atzmo. Right? You can't put yourself in pain. V'b'neishu M'mayit Malach V'malachto Shel Balabayas. Because that would all be affecting the malacha of the Baal HaBayis. This is, we have to be so careful. Remind us a little bit, remember the Gemara is in the third parak of Brachas, where the second parak, where the Gemara talks about not if somebody is a poel, then they could say Kriyashma, but they don't say the entire benching, maybe not the fourth bracha benching, because then you're using the time of the Baal HaBayis, and you might have to combine the second and the third bracha with each other. Benching, just a couple of extra seconds, an extra 25 seconds, how long would it take you to say the fourth bracha benching? Yeah, but the Gemara says, you know, we have to be cognizant and careful even of such minute, tiny little details and times. Still, that's what the halacha is. And this has been the basis of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Schirus tells us that the Yaakov Avinu teaches us how to be a socher. Just before I read the Rambam in Hilchos Schirus, but that Gemara that I just mentioned, thank you for Brachas Tezayin. The Gemara says, "Hapolim shaya osin malacha itzal bal habayis koren kriyashma mispalin." If you're doing malacha, you can say kriyashma and daven. V'ochlin pitan ve'ein mevarchin lefaneha. Ein mevarchin lefaneha. Rashi says she'ena min haTorah. The ain't a min haTorah, and that's why you wouldn't have to make that bracha. Mavarcha lacharesh shtayim, and after you make two bracha rishona ketikuna shnia, and the third you put together, and then the discussion about lunch. But again, an amazing halacha of the Rambam. But the one that says this Yerushalmi beferish, the one that was looking at the Yerushalmi and quoted the halacha, that's the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Schirus, the Rambam says, the last halacha of Hilchos Schirus. The Rambam says, Kederach Shemuzar Balabayis Shelo Yigzol Schar Ani, just like the Balabayis is Musar, and commanded not to steal the Schar, the payment of the Ani. Velo Yaakveno, not to hold it back and not pay. Kacha Ani Musar Shelo Yigzol Maleches Balabayis. So too, the Ani is mitzuveh not to be steal the malach of the v'yevatel ma'at bekan u'ma'at bekan u'motzi kol hayom b'me'era elachayev ledaktik al atzmo bizman. He has to be so careful and be medaktik with the time. Shaharei hikpidu chachamim al bracha revius shel brachas amadza shel yivarchos. As we just said, the Rambam quotes that gemara that I just read, brachas tazayin in the Bavli, that you don't make the fourth bracha because you have to be careful about the balabayas. V'chein chayev lavod b'chal kocha, and also you have to work with all your strength. Shaharei Yaakov Hatzadik, very unusual lashon. But the Rambam quotes Yaakov Hatzadik, Amar ki b'chal kochi avadi esavichen, with all my strength I worked for your father Lavan. Lefichach natal schar zos afa olam hazeh shenemar v'yifres ha'ayish ma'od ma'od. And our Hagos Bamanios on that Gemara. On that, the Rambam quotes our Gemara that we're about to have. Quotes the story that we're about to have. Now back to our Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan azal achad asar. Rabbi Yochanan went to a certain place. Ashkach safra inis. He found a sofer, a teacher that was inis. What's inis? The Mara Folda says, nischalish. He was weak. He was weak. What is, how do you translate it? He was weak. If you look in the Tzion Lenefesh Shlomo, one of the Mefarshim in the back, he quotes this drasha of Mara Folda. He doesn't know where it comes from. V'zeh Pirish, Ein Lo Makar. This Pirish, I don't know where he gets this chalish from. He thinks that it should be a mem at the end instead of a samach, inayim, which means he was like falling asleep, right? B'mem b'sof ha-teva, milashin tnuma, ratzalama shehidcha l'islam name. He was started to sleep, and meaning he was, this teacher was like falling asleep on the job and not doing what he was supposed to do. Amrulu Maokane. So Biokhana says, what's going on here? Amrulu Tzayin, I'm fasting. Amr Le Asin Lacha, you're not allowed to fast. What are you doing? Umay Malakhtu Shal Basar Vadam At Amar Asur. If for Malakha Basar Vadam, right, if you're working with someone else, you're not allowed to, be involved in other things that would negatively affect your production, like being up all night or fasting. Malachto shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo kol shekein. So malacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, surely, you know, one has to make sure that you don't affect negatively. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan tells this teacher, you're doing wrong. You can't be fasting. So that goes Amanios on that Rambam. So quotes Garcinan Od Yerushalmi. He quotes this Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan Ozal L'chadasar. Pirish malamei tinoka shaya chalash kein chole v'shola amaze amrile du tzayim klar ragil lehisanos. He's always fasting. He says you can't do that. You get v'kakas of avi asaf, and then Agaz Amanias quotes the avi asaf sha'aser lemalamei likas balayla yoser mionoso. A teacher can't wake up during the night on purpose more than the normal v'pnei shalemachar atzal lilmod v'gam ein la atzor b'machal umishta imhum b'parnasas aslo v'pnei shalo yochal. Litroach lil mode. But you call litroach lil mode. The chvase ilan harbog achal mishnah. You shouldn't eat too much. You shouldn't eat too little. You shouldn't eat too much. V'chala mishana yado ala tachtona uma avrinan lay. And whoever changes what the normal expected, accepted behavior, you know, that is the problem. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, both in Arachayim and in Yaradeya, right? The Shulchan Aruch. In Yaradeya, read it in Yaradeya. It's in Tavkuf Ayin Aleph Beis. It's also in Yaradeya. Reish Mem Hey Yud Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says Malami Tinokos Sheminiach Tinokos VeYotzei Osha Osa Malacha Acheres Imahem. If you leave the kids or you do some other malacha when you're supposed to be focusing on teaching them, Osa Misrashel BeTalmudo Hareze Bechal Aru Osa Malacha LaShem Remiya. Then you're in a curse. You're not doing malacha LaShem properly. Lefichach Ein LaHosha Malamed. A teacher, all teachers have to be bal yira mahir likro uladaktek. And then the Ramah is the ain lamalami lin or balaila yosemidai. Right, quoting here from the Avi Asaf that we just saw in the Hagos Amanios, right, the Tosefta that we just read also, right, the Gra here quotes our Tosefta Yerushalmi in Dubai in Perek Zion. Quotes this whole story. So the Ramah says, "Shelo yeh atzav yom lomod v'alchein lo yisane olasa machal mishto lechav leshos yosem idai kikol elu garmim shelo yuchal lilmod heitev v'chal mishani adola tachtona." Right, this is quoted in the Ramah. Umas lalkin onle, quoting from the Mordechai in Bamitzia, Meha Yerushalmi. Meha Yerushalmi is quoted here. So one has to be very careful to only be involved in activities that are accepted and how they are done. The Pesachei Tshuva here quotes from the Shulchan Aruch, right, the Shari Tshuva in Aruch Chaim. Tavla Misha Machmir, B'tamad Chacham, Shech Chata, She Yisane, right, even if somebody has to do, is doing Tshuva, he's on a Tshuva process still. Ein Lahachmir B'lam De Tinokos, the Chashim Yituva, V'gam Gozol Zarabim, right, you can't do that if you're involved in teaching. Also, remember there's a Tshuva, Rav Avadia has a Tshuva. He's got many people talk about this sugya of Rachmana Lassan, a Sefer Torah Shenafal, the Sefer Torah that falls, and different halachas, what happens, fasting and other activities that have to be the mikubal because of the Sefer Torah falling. But I remember he makes a comment. He said if somebody is involved in teaching, so he's involved in a Malam de Tinokos and Harbatzas Torah, if the fasting is going to affect them, then it's Yasa Schar Bapsedo, and therefore he shouldn't be fasting in that case, because you know it's so he should be teaching l'shem and teaching extra and learning extra l'shem the events that he witnessed. Okay, continuing the Gemara, Mibnei Shehu Tanai Bezdin. Mibnei Shehu Tanai Bezdin, so this was the last line in the last opinion in the Mishnah, Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says, you should not take any off because it's Tanai Bezdin. What's the Tanai Bezdin? That the Balabayas should supply it. The Balabayas should supply it so he doesn't lose out, and that's what the Gemara says, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi B'Shem Rav, Tanai Bezdin, Shetehei, we'll go with this, with switching the Girsa, which is the Girsa that we had earlier, Shetehei Trumas Meiser, Michel Balabayas. The Trumas Meiser is supplied, that extra one is supplied by the Balabayas, but Meiser Sheni, Michel Poel. The Meiser Sheni is the Poel takes, and he's the one that brings that up to Yerushalayim. But that's the switch, and that's what Rav Yossi Shita is, again, the Balabayas' responsibility, and that is actually what is quoted in Hilchos Meiser in Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Aleph, in the Rambam. Okay, so now we get to the Mishnah that is quoted in many places in Shas. Many places, you look at the Masoras HaShas right here, Erevin, Gittin, Yuma, Sukkah, Bava Kama, Chulin, Me'ila. Unbelievable, this Mishnah appears in many places, and every line of the Mishnah is focused on in the text. So here we go, Mishnah, the Halokeach Yayin Mishnah that appears so often. Of course, all those sugyas where it comes up are the sugyas of Breira. Sugyas of Breira. So here we go. Halokeach Yayin Ben Akusim. If somebody buys wine from the Kusim at a time when the Kusim, before the Kusim were considered Gayim, but they bought wine from the Kusim, and it was now getting close to Shabbos. It was even Ben Ashmashas of Shabbos, and they didn't have time. They weren't mafish beforehand. Why exactly weren't they mafish beforehand? So that's a discussion of the Rishonim in all of these sugyas. Either they forgot, that's what the Rosh Silio quotes those Rishonim, Vadi Arikonsha Shachach Ad Ben Ashmashas, Vazar Lahafresh. They forgot, whoever bought this forgot before Shabbos, and now if it was before Shabbos, then maybe you could use a Tanai. And if it was already on Shabbos, and if it's already Ben Ashmashas, then it's too late. Right? We learned that you cannot be Mafresh Tevel. You cannot be Mafresh Demai during Ben Ashmashas. It's a Safek. That's the Mishnah in Maseches in Perek Bava Malikin. But if it's already, if it's Tevel, then you can't, because that's a Safek, as we said, a Safek of Tikkun, a Maka Bepatish. So some say it was Shachach, others say he was busy with something else. The Rashi says in Sukkah Daf Chaf Gimel that he didn't have any Kalim to put the Hafrashos in. So either way, it's now Ben Ashmashos, and he has not been able to be mafresh until this moment. So what do you do at this moment? Right, that's the sugya. I'll read it from. Let's just read it here. Okay, Ben Akusim Omer. So what does he say? Shnei Lugin Shani Yasa LaHafresh. So he makes this declaration. Shnei Lugin Shani Yasa LaHafresh. The two lug that I'm going to be mafresh are Hein Truma. Right, so we're talking about Tevel Gomor. Right, so that's why it starts with Truma. The two lug that I'm going to be mafresh, which is 1/50th, which is the Mida Beinonis of Hafarshas Truma. So the two lug that I'm going to be mafresh are Hein Truma. They are Truma. Number one, the Asara Meiser, and then Asara is Meiser. Really, it's not 10, but the Mishnah is going to round off, because after you take off 2, there's 98 left, so Meiser is 9.8. So, it means that. Asara Meiser, Vitisha, and then after you take off that, then you have the Meiser Sheni, a 10% of what's left. That's also a little less. It's 8.82. Vitisha Meiser Sheni, but we round off, and then what's left there is Meiser Sheni, Umiachel Vishosa, and then he's Miachel. What does Miachel mean? So that also is a Machlokas in the Rishonim. If you look here, just on the page, each of the Mefarshim take a different view of the Rishonim. The Marafolda says, Mecha v'shosem mozeg. Mecha means you can mix in, and you can dilute and drink. V'shosem and drink. But Pnei Moshe says Mecha means maschil. Maschil v'shose. Maschil v'shose, and then one can drink. Look in the Pnei. So that's using this, you make this declaration, and then you eat and drink, and then whatever's left is, the hafrashas are going to be left over in the, in your cup. So this Mishnah obviously is, postures is relying on Breira, relying on Breira. Look at the Pnei Moshe on the top of Amabez, Samaches Amabez. Hi Taner Rabbi Meiri. The view of this Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, the Sphere Lay, Afbi Daraisa Yish Breira. We're talking about Dinim Daraisa here. We're talking about Tevel Daraisa, and still Breira is working. But we said a couple of days ago that most assume that Bidaraisa Ain Breira, and Bidarabanan Yesh Breira. So says the Pnei Moshe, this Mishnah is the law, leave it to Hilchasab. Umasha Nishar Have Ki'ilu Hufresh Mitchila. What is, what's left over was Ki'ilu is Hufresh Mitchila. Ven Alacha Kain, El Tekaimalan Bidarabanan Yesh Breira. Avalkan, Kivan Devade Tevel, Hubi Daraisa, since it's Tevel Daraisa, so Ain Breira. The Eino Ochal Vishosa, Al Smach Sheyafresh Acharkach. You cannot eat and drink based on what you're going to be mafresh afterward. That would be Breira. And only afterwards eat and drink. All the Rishonim and all the different sugyas discuss Breira and what the word means, Mechal the Shosa. I just picked one. Let's do the Me'iri. The Me'iri in Baba Kama and Daf Samartes. Says the Me'iri. And this is again a summary of this Mishnah. Bizmachal Anasu Akusim Kagoyim Gemurim Hayu. Still, even in the time before the Kusim became Goyim Gemurim, which was later on when they found that they were really over the Avodah Zarah. So before that time, that's when the Mishnah is talking about, Mikomakom Chashudim. They were still Chashud about their produce. Vahayu Dunim Tfuasam Ketevel Gomer. And they treated their tefillah like Tevel Gomer. Because remember we spoke about Lifnei Iver, they understood literally, do not put a stumbling block in front of a blind man, but facilitating averas being done, so assisting someone else to do an avera, that they didn't interpret the pasuk that way, and therefore they didn't mind. And if somebody in those days bought a barrel of wine from them, and it was Erev Shabbos, they didn't have time to be mafrish, they wanted to drink this on Shabbos. The truma should be in the bottom of the barrel. The yishta kalosa Shabbos, and then you can drink the whole Shabbos. Aser shekalshu minatora ein bo breira, says the Meiri, like the Pnei Moshe just said. All that is aser. The pasha of the Mishnah is aser because this is daraisa ein breira. V'yafal bishav bisman azek kvar asum kugayim gemurim, and even bisman azek atalam in mimena lebishi ishlo chavishol yain shel tevel gamor shenasosim mimena osmach breira. You can't use breira if it's work lahafresh kodem sheyishta al kapanim. You got to figure out a way to drink. Again, according to these Tanaim hold a Breira. And we said, according to some of the, we'll get in the Gemara, we'll wait for that, but according to some other Tanaim, obviously, this will not be good, and that's what we hold. Continues the Meiri, again, Babakama Samachtes. Mikamakam, Masha Amarnu Bakan Shnei Lugid Al Chavis Shalmea Lugid, Hu Omer Kain, Vialderach Ze Al Kol Chavis Kishiura. Umash Amar Asara Maiser Rishon, Tisha Maiser Sheni, Eino Cheshbon Meduktak. It's not exact, as I said. V'yalderach ha'emes k'shiyu shtei lukin shuma yisharu tishim v'shmona lukin shal tevel. There's 98 left. V'yeshira meiser asara lukin pachos chomesh. Right, it'll be less, 9.8. V'meiser sheni shmona lukin v'shmona asirios v'yasiris chomesh. It'll be a little less. So the Meiri points out again, like the other Rishonim, it is rounded. And umashamar mechal v'shosim miyad. What does mechal mean? Pirshu bogdoli amachabrim maschal v'shosim miyad. Means you start drinking. The yesh garsin mohel miloshen mahul b'mayim, diluted with water. The chachmit sarfatim b'farshim miloshen chilul. Rashi Tosfos, the quote, the idea of chilul means you can be mechala the meiser sheni. Ratzalamer shemosi meiser sheni lechulin al ma'o sheyesh l'vabeso. Shezeh efshar b'amira ba'alma. That's okay with amira. That you can do right now. V'yesh lo panay lo takin kodem shikani Shabbos. Hamishen nechna Shabbos. Usher. So again, that's just one Rishon. All the Rishonim, again, in these sugyas, discuss these issues. If you look at the Tosfos Yeshanim, and Yuma on Daf Nun Vav Amin Aleph also discusses what exactly these words mean. But let's talk about another Dif Sugya of Dir Maseches Yuma, and that's related to the Bein Hashmashos issue. It's been a little while since we spoke about that, but that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about it's Bein Hashmashos. So Bein Hashmashos, one is allowed to have a little flexibility in terms of if it was Demai Safik, but that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about a time of Bein Hashmashos when it's Asid B'Mafrish. This is when you do it. Again, if it was beforehand, then you could actually do it. If it was on Shabbos, then even this would be not allowed according to the opinions that say Breira. But just Kriya Shem is Mutter. Kriya Shem is Mutter. The Rasirlio says here, he describes that that's what he quotes the Tosfos from Sukkah that describes that's the situation that we are in. Likro Shem Sheyomer Shani Yosad LaHafrish Shari LeRabbi Meir to Kulei Hailo Gozer Ben Hashmashos V'Yafilu Bevadai. Right, that much they weren't Gozer for Ben Hashmashos, which is again Safek Yom Safek Laila. There's a very important comment of the Ritva, which when Ben Hashmashos comes up, we like to mention it. It's been a while, so let's mention it again. The Ritva in Yuma Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Mem Zayin discusses the avoda of chafina. Chafina is when the Kohen Gadol takes the Ketores and puts it into his hand. So again, well, every day you have the Karban Mincha, where you do Kemitza, where the Kohen puts his hand into the flour, and then he rubs off with his thumb and his pinky, and whatever's under the three fingers, that's called the Kometz, and that's burned on the Mizbeach, and then the rest of the Karban Mincha is mutter for the Zichrei Kahuna. It's Kachay Kachim. So the Zichrei Kahuna. So, but Chafina, the Gemara talks about here, how it was a very difficult, and the Kohen Gadol can't drop anything, and the Kohen Gadol does his Avoda when he's fasting. Zuhi Avoda Kasha Shebemikdash. Very hard. Very hard. Mochik begozlo milamalu betzboktan milamata. You have to do the same kind of thing that the kmitza done, but it's the avodah kasha shebemikdash. It's one of the avodahs kasha shebemikdash. Malik is also, says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, boy Rabbi Yeshua ben Chouza'ah, beina binayim shel male kumso mahu. So the what's under his three fingers, that's kometz. What's outside of the finger, so the Gemara actually gets back to Kometz here. Not talking about Chafina, but I think the Gemara then relates it. So if what's under the fingers, that's the Kometz. What doesn't get into under the three fingers is not. That's Shirayim. What about between the fingers? Between the fingers, what halacha does that have? Is that, that's important to know, because even if you're missing a drop, there's a problem. So Amar Papa, Digavoy Loti Boy Lacha, what's inside? I'm not asking you, Devade Kometz, that's for sure, Kometz. Dibroy Loti Boy Lacha, what's outside between the fingers? That's not, I'm asking you, Devade Shirayim, that's for sure, Shirayim. Kitiboy Lacha, Debene Bene, what about between the fingers? My. So that's the question that Rabbi Yeshua ben Chouza'ah, Rabbi Yochanan quoted this question for Rabbi Yeshua ben Chouza'ah. And now Rabbi Yochanan, Hadar Pashta, Yeshua ben Chouza'ah, Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Yeshua ben Chouza'ah afterwards answered this question and said, Ben Aminayim, Safik Ninhu. His answer was that it's a Safik. What does that mean? What does that mean? The question was, what's the halacha? And the answer is it's a Safik. That we knew that in the question also. Right? So ask Tosfos, Lo Yadana, Maika Amar, Hadar Pashta. It was originally a suffix. So what's the Gemara saying? V'shema yesh lomar, maybe, says Tosfos, originally d'meikares misafka, originally it was suffix v'yafasaka, daitach l'mifshad, hai b'chal kometzu o b'chal shirayim. We originally thought there was an answer to the question. There would be an answer. It's either kometz or shirayim. V'hadar pashta the suffixu v'eino bolachzor v'lifshad ibaya. There's no answer. Ivade kometz ivade shirayim ela b'vadai suffixu v'ein adam yachol la'amod alav. The answer is that there is no answer. The question was, is there an answer? Is it one or the other? The answer is there is no answer. Okay, that's one way to understand the question. Inami says Tosfos, nirali d'meikara mi boile itiv lahave, kidmeikara, isafik have, safik komet, safik shirayim, itiv lahave, kamo marba maestras. Maybe the status is it actual tevel or is it a case of safik? Tosfos tries to figure out is there a middle ground. But if you look in the Ritva here says, unbelievable. The Ritva says the hava mean is that it's a safik. Well, what is it? Is it one or the other? You know what the answer is? Sveika have? It's both. It's both. It's a middle status. It's a middle status that has elements of both. Benashin binayim safik v'igal medak. Kivan de safik ka'amar dehave. Same question as Tosfos. Mapshitusa ha'chalamayan. V'efshar, says the Ritva, dehachi ka'amar. No, this is what it means. Bena binayim safik lafishihu nidon kipnim u kibachutz. It vaday has elements of both. It's not that you're not sure where to put it. It's valid elements both. Ki, and then he gives a mashal, ki safik ben hashmashas. Sheyesh bo min hayom min halayla. Just like ben hashmashas, it's not just safik yom, safik layla. You're not sure. There is a creation which has both elements. Safik yom, safik, it's vadai, safik yom, safik layla. It's vaday a little bit min hayom, and it's a bit min halayla, which is, it's a new category. It's like an androgynous, according to the Manda Omer Abiri b'fnei Atzma. So that's the Ritva's beautiful mashal of Bein Abinayim is like Bein Hashmashas. V'achanami, yishbo mi b'fnim, yishbo mi b'chutz, uki komets v'shirayim hamu uravim b'yachad. It's like komets and shirayim that are mixed together. So Rav Soloveitchik discusses this Ritva and says there are many other rayas that seem to point to the fact also that Bein Hashmashas is a suffig yom, suffig laila. It has elements of both. Right? He quotes this in the Rambam, the Gemara, which the Rashi and the Rambam quote differently. The Gemara quotes, if I do malacha during Beit HaShemashas on Friday night and on Motzei Shabbos, at the exact same moment, does that have to be the exact same moment? The Gemara just says, if I do malacha in both, you're chayav a karbon. Right? If I do malacha in both. So Rashi quotes, that has to be at the exact same moment. Right? Friday night at 6:26 and Motzei Shabbos at 6:26. Because then you know for sure you're chayav. Because if it's something yom, something laila, well, it's either yom or laila. Therefore, it has to be at the exact same moment. The Rambam doesn't quote that it has to be at the exact same moment. The Rambam just says you do malacha. So, suggest Rav Soloveitchik, because it's not at any one moment that it's really a suffix. It's a din suffix, as it's called in a brisker jargon. Right? It's something when yom, something when a laila. And therefore, for the karbon, you have to have a complete Shabbos chiyuv. So Friday night, Safek Ben Yom, Safek Ben Halayla, you're not going to bring a carbon for that. Because the Safek Ben Halayla part, fine. But then on Motzei Shabbos, whenever you do it during Ben Hashmashas, you have another half of a Safek Min Hayom there. So you put the Safek Min Hayom from Ben Hashmashas, the Safek Ben Halayla on Motzei Shabbos, with Safek Ben Halayla from Friday night, then you have a chiyuv carbon. So again, there are many other rayas also, but this is the Ritva about Bein HaShemashas, and that's what our Mishnah is talking about. We're talking about a case of Bein HaShemashas where we have certain coolers, but it's not just totally do whatever you want, right? You're not allowed to do malacha. There's Amir La'akum is mutter during Bein HaShemashas, and certain cases of suffig, like Afarshas Demai, but, or, like in our case, just Kriyas Shem. Says the Gemara Tani, right now we're going to talk about what we mentioned a couple of days ago, Rabbi Yossi Reb Shimon Osir and Shemati Baka Hanod. Rabbi Yossi Reb Shimon fundamentally hold like the Mishnah. Yesh Breira, and therefore this Kriya Shem should be good enough. But what's the problem? The problem is, you're nervous, you're drinking it on Shabbos afternoon. By the time Motzei Shabbos comes, when the Hafresha really is going to kick in, maybe it'll spill out by then. Maybe the node, maybe the wineskin, bar of canteen that it's in, will split, and it'll go out. Shema, right, Osrin, Shema Tibaka, Node, Venimsa, Shosatalam Lamafreya. And therefore, you will have had to been drunk at Tavala Mafreya, right? We had, on yesterday's daf, we had this Mishnah is different than a case where there is a, no time lag, right? We said there was a difference, right? On the Samach Zayinim and Aleph, right? We asked Akasha from this Mishnah, we said there's a big difference. Hakol Modim Alakoshu Alatar. Where you made the tonight before Shabbos, and right after you drink it on Shabbos is going to get that status, then that's fine, that's good. There's no time lag, and you're not worried. But here, there's going to be a time lag. You're drinking it Shabbos day by the Suda, and the Hafresh is only going to happen after Shabbos, so you're really nervous. And you're nervous about it. This is our mindset, it's a gzera. Because if it spills out, then you will have drunk tevel, which is Misa Midei Shamayim, which is an Isidar Maisa. So that is why the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, even though they hold up Breira in this case, they would aser. So the Gemara says now, lo ketayma da'adein, tayma da'adein. Really, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon aren't based on the same exact reason. Why? Tayma de Rabbi Yossi. Tayma de Rabbi Yossi. We switch the girsa here. Then Rabbi Yossi, go to the Mara, fold those girsa. Sheyehei misuyam. Sheyehei misuyam. What does sheyehei misuyam mean? It's a special din in Afrasha Shumas and Maisras, right? That maybe Rabbi Yossi, even though the Brisa here seems to say that it's just Shema Tibaka, I know there's something more fundamental, according to Rabbi Yossi. By Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maestras, it has to be Misuyam, it has to be designated even at the time, and then only split up later. It could still be in a mixture, but it has a designated section. Here, in our case, there's no, until you drink and leave over, it's not mesuyim even b'shaito. That's the problem here, Rabbi Yossi says. Breira wouldn't work here. Taima, let's read the Marafolda. Hachi garcina, taima de Rabbi Yossi shei mesuyam, tibi inon shetei atshuma v'ha maestris mesuyamim, v'hacha lo kavalem makom, einon mesuyam. It's not mesuyam. Again, there's other girsos of Shema Yisayeh and the other mefarshim on the page explain what that means, but we're going with the Marafolda. Shema, it's not mesuyam, and therefore it is more of a problem. Reb Shimon, time of the Reb Shimon, does not require Mesuyam, right? The Mefarshim quote, the Mishnah in Trumos, Gimel Hay, right? If somebody says, Truma Sakriya Zebesocho, the Truma is somewhere in this pile, Reb Shimon would say, that's good enough, that's Kriya Shem. And the Chachamim say, no, you have to say Bitzvono o Bedromo. But you see from the Mishnah in Trumos, Reb Shimon does not require Mesuyam, so he's not worried about the, that fundamental idea of Breira. But the only issue is, Shema Yishkach V'Yishdes Ashar. He has another worry, that he's nervous that maybe he's going to drink the rest. Or, as the Brisa said, the rest will split out. Something will happen to the rest. That's the problem that Rabbi Shimon has. If you look in Erevin, Lamed Vav Lamed Zayin, there's a third opinion of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Maybe they hold Ein Breira. Totally. So there are many discussions in the Tanaim, and not all the Tanaim always work out. Sometimes there are stiras between different sources, which Tanaim are quoted at, on which side of the issue. But this is the sugya of halokeach yaim imed akusim. Again, it comes up all over. Breira, chshashos of shem yibaka. Many different sugyas that are related in this regard. Okay, we'll stop here on Demai Salmaches.